Welcome back to Sunday Night Stories on this wet and windy evening. After a little break last week, we are back with one of our earlier pieces called Early Afternoon in the Turf Tavern, written by Tristan Pate and narrated by Craig Brown.
What is this paralysis, Alex? His accusatory tone jolted me from my indulgent reverie. I met his searching eyes guiltily. Half an hour till close and not a stanza, he sighed. What's muzzling you? Water dripped from the lighting fixtures, splattering against exposed brickwork. I fiddled with the salt shaker and raised my eyes theatrically to the heavens. Oh, everything, I proffered redundantly, despising the mediocrity of the statement the instant it tumbled from my dry lips. My dear boy, he sighed. What has happened in your provincial little life to stifle you so? I opened my mouth. Again, a witty riposte deserted me. Nothing, I croaked. Aye, and there's the rub, he pronounced sagely, swilling his warm ale and necking the dregs, as if to park a definite full stop at the end of this mediocre exchange. 30s gypsy jazz crackled on the jukebox as he landed his glass in triumph. I imagined him mustachioed like Reinhardt, or clad in a cloak and turban like some exotic sheik of Araby. He drummed the tabletop with his calloused fingers, shooting a wayward glance into the silvery swimming streets. A kind of unspent electricity seeming to surge through him. You think Larkin and Betjeman ever yielded to this indulgent wool-gathering, Alex? Did the great William Morris, as he pounded these cobbled streets, succumb to such self-censoring, self-flagellating, self-wankery? What do you mean? I intoned, my words serving simply to fill a staged pause in his elegant monologue. There's something behind those listless eyes, surely. Or have so many hours been spent in vain? No. Then what's it to be? Do we heed the misalignment of the stars? Call it a night? Another frivolous fancy foiled? Frivolous. Absolutely, I thought. How else to describe it? Every germ of inspiration plucked forcibly from my dull, aching brain revealed itself immediately expendable, barely worth examination. Yet his hasty fag packet scrawlings, his spidery napkin pronouncements, his skillfully crafted beer mat missives to me seemed as like as manna from heaven. I longed to excavate a treasure half as worthy as the pearls he unceremoniously discarded. Tell you something, Alex, he mused. The pitter-patter, squeaky creak of puffing patrons sheltering from the downpour, now encroaching steadily on our cosy nook. The downside of having a brilliant mind is that other people will always assume you're pretentious. But you know how the credo goes. At this, he drummed a triumphant paradiddle on my rosy cheeks. Fuck 'em. And with that, he rose and was gone, past the blinking throng of umbrella-shaking onlookers, off to trace the footsteps of Golding and Green, no doubt, of York and Coombs, and other noted alumni of this fine city. I stared at the page before me, pure and white as the driven snow. I placed the nib of my pen in the margin. I scratched back and forth. No ink.